Hi everyone. We say hi because we're on the highest frequency. We're not on a low frequency. So that's why it's very rare that you will hear me saying H-E-L-L-O. I would prefer to say hi, H-I, or H-I-G-H. Today is the 2nd of the 2nd of the 2nd, 2020, all the twos. So, I wanted to talk to you today about animals, spirit guides, and just basically what we all think about, you know, animals and spirit guides. So, I've been seeing a lot of cats recently, and there's been grey cats, black cats, particularly grey cats recently. There's been a couple of black cats, but I'm unmoved, unbothered and unfazed. Like, I'm not a superstitious person. I'm not afraid, like, dupping a hoofy frightened. I'm not afraid of, like, of things and stuff or people or life. I'm just open to the not knowingness, the dark matter. That's what interests me. The field, you know, heart resonance. So, I don't know what animal you've been thinking about recently or resonating with. I don't know if you've been feeling animal energy, like you want to buy a pet, or maybe you've been looking after someone's pet. Maybe you're thinking about getting a rabbit or a turtle, or maybe, you know, your spirit guides trying to contact you through these animals. So it's an inner knowing, I guess, because recently I've been feeling quite animal pet friendly. Like, I could have a pet. Growing up, I didn't have animals and stuff. I had friends that had dogs and stuff and different animals, and I've always wondered about the animal kingdom, because they must have spirits and souls, do you know what I mean? They must do, you know, just because they don't speak in sentences doesn't mean that they're not communicating, you know, with their eyes, with how they come and put their paw on you, or their hand, or whatever, how they look at you. So I just feel very connected with nature and animals and the animal kingdom. And, you know, humans and people can be complicated, you know, difficult at times, you know, unlogical, unethical, you know, just being humans. Whereas animals, when I look at the animal kingdom and, you know, when you watch nature shows, you can see different animals and you can see how they maneuver or how they live, you know, whatever their modus operandi is, you can see that, you know. And I just find it interesting, if you even look at the sea life, the water world, you know, we can learn things from the dolphins and from the great white sharks and the whales, great, you know, the great polar bears. We can learn from all the animals in all the animal kingdoms. So for me, I just feel that animals have always been a part of existence, just as so has human beings. And I just really feel like, you know, as technology changes and things are evolving, you know, animals are the closest things to nature. And I've watched this film before called 6 day, and pets could be cloned. You could clone a pet, and it was called Repet, and I always thought that was interesting. Because when people have pets for a long time, they're not just pets, they're a part of the family. So people have funerals for them and will bury them and have ceremonies. And I always thought that was interesting and honourable at the same time. You know, because some people call them pets, some people call them food. You know, and you just start to look at your diet, and even thinking about it, I just want to eat a cucumber and several watermelons. That was the best stretch. I've got to stretch today. How can you forget to stretch? Like, every day you wake up, you get, you should stretch. But yeah, cats, the grey cat, there was a cute grey cat. Had green eyes like me as well. I was just kind of laying on the doorstep playing, rolling around, trying to be cute and shit, you know. And I started to speak. I was like, "Are you so cute? You're so cute." Doing all of that. And then I thought, "You're not coming in because I'm not letting you in." And I just watched out of there play, because it wanted to get into the house, and, you know, lots of families and members, two cousins at least, and a friend, and different people. Loads of people have told me that they've had random cats and animals trying to come into their house. And, you know, Egyptians used to have a lot of cats around them, you know, and ever since I can remember, I've always had cats around. Not personally, me personally, but wherever I've lived, there's always been cats front and back, you know, like, I don't know, protecting or guiding or guarding, or just been those spirit guides, just been those animal kingdom guides. And I just find it so intriguing. And that's why, you know, I could have spoken about a lot of things today, and I do have so much that is on my mind to share. But I just wanted to just, I felt the urgency to talk about the animal kingdom and just respecting animals and revering them and honouring them. And, you know, if you greet an animal on your path, you know, just communicate with it, give it a little nod, a shake, a hi, and see what happens. You know, I'm not saying you need to go pet and stroke every wild animal, or I'm just saying, just be open to receive messages from little furry-legged friends, birds. Be open to hear the birds singing. That's a gift. The fact that you can hear the birds singing, we should be thankful for that. So just enjoy your evening, your day, wherever you are in the country. If you have any questions, you know, you can email me at soundmymusic432hertz@gmail.com. And, yeah, animal guides. I'm going to be doing what I can, because I'm involved in so many different projects right now. I have fingers in loads of pies, you know, so just be encouraged. And if you don't have a pet, you know, maybe offer to look after your friend's pet, or go walk something, do something, get out in nature and have a great one, whatever you do tomorrow. You know, put your intention out there for the rest of this month. You know, do the necessary work that you have to do to enable your manifestations to flow as they should. And enjoy the ride, because it's delicious.